Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I may have to break my own declaration that I was telling Blake about before the show started. I'm going to have no more coffee after 9 o'clock because I drank coffee last night up until the end of the show, and I didn't go to bed until 3 in the morning because I couldn't sleep. So
I slept like a baby last night.
Yeah, I didn't sleep.
I finished You.
Okay.
Joe Goldberg.
Season 5?
Final season.
It's done. Okay,
and so,
where would you rate?
And I might have to, this might be our top five. I might just came up with our top five because I had a moment with Shoddy. I was like, I think this may be one of, I had to re-rack my brain, one of the first times that I've seen a season finale of a show. Not the final season of a show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's still seasons coming out, like Squid Game. You know, there's another season coming out or whatever it may be. Like, I finished, from episode one to the very end of a full season being done. I can't think of very many shows. Like, I haven't watched Breaking Bad all the way through.
Whoa,
I haven't watched Game of Thrones all the way through.
Yeah.
Or
I don't know, you're not missing
Empire or some other show. Yeah. Episode one. Shameless. See, I stopped after what was her name left? The main girl character.
I know who you're talking about.
I don't know
about
her name, but I can tell you the actresses.
Yeah.
When she left and when they were on the plane, I stopped watching. So I didn't finish. I didn't get to the season finale. So I think You might have been one of the very first shows I watched front to back. Never miss an episode.
That's crazy because I love to watch sitcoms. Like, to me, that is the warm blanket that, like, puts me to sleep every
Seinfeld.
Night. So, like, literally this year, I watched beginning to end Frasier. All 11 seasons.
Wow. Never seen
22
one episode.
To 24 episodes.
I was going to say, because that's the thing about those old school 90s sitcoms. It's not like what you see on Netflix or Prime or these other channels where it's 10 seasons. No. They were doing 22, 24, 26 episodes a season.
Every single season for their entire run. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, so you're watching like a couple hundred shows at that point.
Well,
that's
it's so
wild.
Funny too because like a lot of shows, they kind of like will like do something about it. Like, for instance, another show I've watched beginning to end many, many times, Scrubs. I think they had like a 100 episode like special. Like something like
what
that,
a show.
Where they're
Scrubs.
Like, hey, here's 200 episodes we've done. I think Frasier, he did like his 2000th show, something like that. But yeah, that's just wild to me.
I just think I have bad ADHD because I've seen so many shows in bits and pieces, like Burn Notice or Dexter. I've seen plenty of episodes. Just never
Burn Notice
it.
I watched
front
from
to back,
beginning
though.
To end.
You've
yes.
seen front to back.
Absolutely. I went on a, because I, okay, so I did a
top
Burn
five
Notice.
Show of all time.
Oh, Burn Notice. Michael Weston is goated as far as I'm concerned.
Shout out to Chiafala.
Absolutely, with the season 3. Back. No, I watched, when did I watch? I watched that during COVID.
probably a great COVID watch.
I would get up at like 4 a.m.
Because like we're not counting Tiger King, are we? What was that, one season?
No, I mean, that, and that's plus that's like a series. That's like a documentary series special. I'm not counting that. Like as far as like a show.
Yeah.
But I mean, what about dramas? I mean, I like, got to think that you, I mean, I don't know. You tell me. Like other, I mean, like shows like you that you've watched.
Yeah.
You, I mean, I got to believe that you've seen more shows like you where you've seen 4 or 5 seasons of it.
I don't know. See, because I feel like there's so many they keep coming out with more. Like that Secret Millionaire show I watched.
Yeah.
Traitors. I've seen them, but I feel like they're going to keep coming out with more seasons. Yeah, I haven't seen the finale.
But those aren't scripted shows either. Oh, yeah. I mean, quote unquote,
those are reality
scripted,
TV.
Scripted, yeah.
Dramas, I don't know.
I'm just so amazed because I'm going to try and list all of the shows I've watched beginning to end this year alone. Letterkenny. I mentioned Frasier. I think I don't think I started it this year, but I definitely finished it this year. New Girl, just finished it last night.
Okay.
Trying to think of some others. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, that's another one.
You've seen front to back Brooklyn Nine-Nine every episode?
Bam, bam, bam.
I can't. I don't have the attention span to watch that. That's something I could throw on in the background while I'm doing something else, but I don't think I'm just not that interested in it.
Like for me, I know Sopranos I've seen beginning to end. Oh. But you got to remember too, though.
You only had so many things back in the day. Got it.
No, you had things to do, but at the same time too, though, it was appointment television.
Yeah.
It was like the first prestige TV show, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
On cable, I would say.
Right, yeah.
But on cable.
And that's what's so different about today is that, like, prestige TV is everywhere. Like, you can't escape it. Whereas back then, it was like, whoa, this show is, like, feels like film quality.
Yeah, HBO really kind of kicked all that stuff off. But, yeah, to your point, then at that point, after Sopranos, then, yeah, you started to see a lot more one-hour shows. Like, you mentioned Breaking Bad. Better Call Saul.
Have y'all seen Suits?
Never seen Suits.
No, but I have heard of a lot of people really like that
Walking
show
Dead?
And just get sucked into it. No,
I
do
could
not
never,
do that to yourself.
I could never get into that show.
Do not do it to yourself.
I'm not a zombie guy. Well, have you seen Succession?
No, but I figured I would save that one for when it was all out as it is.
Oh, it is.
Now, right,
no, it is.
I think.
Look, you can binge that in a weekend. Succession, it's only 4 seasons long.
Okay.
9-10 episodes a year, 9-10 episodes, and more importantly, and this is my go-to, I want to know what the writing and the acting is like, because there's plenty of just crap shows. Tell you what, you seen Snowfall?
Nope. Heard good things, though. I want to see The Boy or Top Boy or whatever, the one that's the Canadian gang.
Snowfall had one of the most gut-wrenching series finales I've ever seen. I mean, just, and I'll tell you what, kudos to the writers because they, the ending was so, it's not what I expected.
See, I think thrillers is my category where I can just watch because all the ones I'm seeing for thrillers, I've either thought about watching or have seen.
I'm not going to lie, though. You got me geeked for this Squid Game final season.
Season 3. What did it say? June 27th?
June 27th is when it comes out. We watched the... also, too, for all you video game nerds out there, the second trailer for GTA 6 came out today.
We're just getting trailers. We're not going to get the game for a year.
We're not
going to
get the game for another year, literally. But I'll tell you what, just the trailer was insane for that game.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw a thing the other day. All right, so that building that's now the tallest building in the world in, I think it's like in Abu Dhabi, Dubai.
The Burj Khalifa.
The Burj Khalifa. Thank you, sir. It has taken longer and been more expensive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For GTA 6.
For GTA 6.
Than the Burj.
Than the Burj. I mean, what are we talking about?
It's I don't know if we're doing video games at this point.
This is a video game.
It better be like Striking Vipers from Black Mirror, if any of you... Get that reference.
I don't know what that means, but...
They put a little headset on and they go into the game.
I mean, it's got to be,
right?
That?
Yeah.
But hopefully not to that extent, but...
I just... For me, like, my first Grand Theft Auto was 4, and I was in no way old enough to play it, so yeah. I was so excited for 5, right? And it just didn't quite hit the same as 4. And I'm all but certain, and it really pains me to say this, there's no way it can live up to the hype, right? 12 years, like... Mm-hmm. How can it live up to those expectations?
Hell, it'll be, what, 13 by the time it comes out.
Exactly.
Put us in the game. VR. Put us in the game. I want to be able to tap a button and I'm in GTA. I don't want a controller in my hand.
I have a feeling the game's going to be insane.
Oh, no, it's going to be insane, but can it live up to the hype is my question.
And I think it will.
That's what I'm worried about.
Hey, college football did.
People love to gripe about video games, though. If you thought movies people like to gripe about, they have their hands on it with the video games.
Man.
People gripe all day about video games.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull this up. Xbox did announce that they are upping the price for their consoles.
Okay.
I assume it's because of the tariffs, but but yeah, it's honestly really concerning because... There's kind of been talk that, like, we're kind of headed to a recession. GTA 6 might tip it off in terms of video games, but, like...
Everyone's too broke to buy it.
Well, and that's the problem is that, okay, so an Xbox Series S for 500 gigabytes went from $300 to $380.
Okay.
512 gigabytes reader, that's probably going to get you GTA 6 and a couple more games. Like, that is it. So, like...
I thought everything was in the cloud now, though.
Like
it's complicated.
Yeah, it's
complicated.
It's like a whole thing.
My PS5, I can't have more than like 2 games downloaded with Call of Duty because all the updates it does all the time.
See, I
can delete it and it can still be there, but I have to re-download it.
Okay, that's what my son has to do with his.
Yeah. You want a new game everyone wants to play? I got to delete YouTube.
That's what
or
he was
music
exactly.
app.
That's what he was saying when he brought his PS5 to my house. He's like, okay, I got to do a bunch of stuff before we can play college football. Yeah, I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I've got a great idea.
It's not
for
like
you.
The old days anymore. You can just put the game
just
in,
blow a cartridge, and throw it in the
an external SSD.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah.
Get that for your son. He will love it. It's basically just.
Pretty much like another computer that you can put it on.
That you just plug it into the console.
Did you say it was an external SSD?
External SSD.
You know what SSD stands for, Fred? Try to guess. Just guess.
Short space disk.
Try again.
That's all I got.
Ross, educate him.
Isn't it solid space drive?
I think so.
You don't even know
Sounds
what it
good.
Is. You don't even know
like,
what it
I'm
is.
Convinced.
This guy's like, Ross, why don't you go ahead and guess? Because I don't know what it is. That
solid,
is
solid state drive.
But I will say it's really nice, Fred, because as opposed to like deleting and re-downloading games, you just move it to this external
SSD.
Drive. And
okay.
But here's the great thing about it.
Yeah.
When you move it back to your console, it is exponentially faster to move it to your console as opposed to downloading it.
Oh, that makes sense.
So like say a 100 gigabyte game would take me at least an hour to download if I'm downloading it for the first
time.
You're
just moving it.
It takes
minutes.
5 minutes.
That's it.
For 100 gigabytes.
Are you an Xbox or a PS5 guy?
Both.
Oh.
I mean, if I'm
money
like,
bags over here, money bags. He got both systems.
Gun to my head, I'm going to pick Xbox. But I will say,
that's where the Odyssey paycheck's going.
The PlayStation does have better games. Like full stop, not even a question.
Interesting. Interesting. Learned something new today. All right. NFL draft. What a season it was. All right. Coming up next. It's time for the segment that's taking over late night radio. Fair or foul. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.